ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin, Daf Chav Dalad. We're going to start from the Mishnah in the Banim of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah is discussing the din of Mesadrin. And there's a halacha, when someone owes money for Eruchin, he made a neder of Eruchin, so the halacha is that the Bezin comes down and takes the money away from him. There's a Mishnah earlier, Chayvei Eruchin Mamashkin Naisan, that by Chayvei Eruchin, you actually take the money away from him. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davav Darshins from Moses Hosecha Tishma Ve'asisa, Ve'asisa Zazara for Bezdin, that's Yasu'ucha, Bezdin forces someone to keep his Nedarim, then he makes the Hektish. But here the Mishnah says that you don't take everything away from him, you leave him the things that he needs for in order to live. And this, the Gemara says, is learned that from the Pasuk, V'moch hu me'er kecha. It says if he's too poor to give the erich. So then it says, V'herich oisei ha'kayin, al pi ha'meshetasig yana neidi ha'ichenu ha'kayin. And the Gemara earlier, in the beginning of the second parak, learns that from there, that if he can't afford the entire erich, he doesn't have the money. So therefore, he pays whatever the money that he has. And the Gemara there says that if it's a shekel, if it's a full seller, so then he's yetzer erich then. Even if he becomes rich, he doesn't have to pay the full erich. The Gemara in the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak, ein erachim pachas misela, that noisin seller v'heshu ein noisin klum. That the loch is he has to give b'pi the money that he has, and it happens to be a seller, so that's it, he's yetzer. If it's less than a seller, then if he ever gets rich, he has to pay the entire erich. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shinun says that Menasvara, even if he would happen to have less than a seller left over, he would have to give that, because he does owe the erich. He does owe the erich, let's say the 50 shkalim, if that's the erich that he owes. So as long as it's worth more than a pruta, he doesn't understand why should Hekdish lose out for that. Now the point is, if it happens to be a full seller, that the Gemara learned out that that's the shir of shekel akaydish. Even the pachas of erichin has to be at least a shekel akaydish, which is a seller. So then he's yaitzed in the erichin. If it's less than that, then he won't be yaitzed. But there's no reason why he shouldn't have to pay it. He does owe it to hektish. But he brings a lashon at the Rambam. It's not that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Erichin, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, says that if he doesn't even have a seller, you don't take anything. You just leave everything as a chayiv. He's not sure why not. Maybe he'll take it. He just doesn't become pater from his entire erich that way. But al kapanim, that's a din. That he has to pay whatever he could afford. Now here the Mishnah is saying that you learn that from the pasuk, moch hu me'er kecha, that acheyehu me'er kecha, you learn that from the hu, that even if he has money, but he needs it for his actual living, like the Mishnah speaks out exactly what's considered that he needs for his actual living, you don't take that, and he's potter from giving that, even though he owes his chayiv to Hektish, but he doesn't have to give that. The Sfas Emes clears a shaylon. He says, let's say he decides he wants to give a seller. You know, you come in, and you see that he has, that all the chasim, you leave him the food for 30 days, the clothing for 12 months, all the other things that you leave him, and it comes out that there's not a seller left, so you're not going to take anything. And the fellow's a Talmud Chacham, and he says, one second, I'm willing to give a seller from the food or from whatever it is, from the money that I have. It's worth it for me, because Be'ez Hashem, someday I'm going to be very rich. So if I didn't give a seller, I'm going to owe the entire 50 slum, and now I'll give a seller, and now I'll be potter. So do you say that if the pshat is he has a seller after the Siddur, so then he's Yaisu with that seller. But if he doesn't owe even a seller, so there's no din to take anything, so you can't just give a seller. You want to pay up your erichin, so pay up all 50 slum. We're not taking anything. You want to give, so then give the entire 50 slum. You can't be yetzer with a seller. You only yetzer with a seller when you're mechuyev to give it. If you're not mechuyev to give it, so you can't voluntarily give it and then be yetzer all erichin that way. Or maybe not. Maybe the pshat is, you're being mesadeh for me, fine, you're being nice, you're not taking everything, but I want to give, I'm allowed to give. And once I gave a seller, I'm not mechuyev to give more than a seller. That's a din of a sajin. It's up to me. And once I gave a seller, so that's it. I gave a seller, and I'm yetzim echiv erichin. And then, Be'ez Hashem, when I become rich, I'm Pata Mikol V'Koil. The Svasem is closed for a Shaila. He blames with the Sarachian. The Minchas Chinuch, like we said, Simin Shinun Ois Tess, he says it's Pasha that you could. The says, the halacha is, if let's say, makes an Erech in which he owes 50 Slaim, and after you finish the massage, there's 10 Slaim left. So if he doesn't give all 10 Slaim, he's not Yetzir Schaif. And let's say he gives 9 Slaim, and then afterwards he becomes rich, he'll have to give 41 more Slaim. And if he gave 10 Slaim, so he gave all that he was Mechuyiv, so then he's Yetzir. Now he is Mechuyiv nothing, but the Pshat is, but so what? That's just the Ptur, Zakhtim in Cheskinuch. If he wants to give a Sela, no one's going to stop him from giving a Sela, and once he gave a Sela, and he wasn't Mechuyiv any more than a Sela, so the Chayri is Yetzir Schiyiv Erechin. Svasemus was clearing. The Svasem was saying, once you're not doing your ptur, so maybe you're not Yetzir till you give all 50 slum. But the Minchas Chinuch says it's Pasha not that way. I'm allowed to voluntarily give what I want. I don't have to voluntarily give anything more than I want. And Lamaisa, I gave a Sela, and giving a Sela when I'm not Mechuyiv more, mitzad the din of a Machu Merikecha, is a kiyum of the din erichin. Sounds richtig and svar. Now the Chazon Ish, it's in Simen Chav Tes of Katan Yud Ches, he declares, just like when a guy is Meirich, if he gives the money for the Erichin, it's not Nitfas Bekdusha. The Minchas Chinuch says that. Because if you don't owe the money Mitzad Hilchas Erichin, you can't stam give it to Hektish for an Erich, it wouldn't work. It won't become Kadesh Bechlau. So Klayet the Chazon Ish, maybe if the Torah is not mechayiv you to give this mitzad de hilchas erichin, because mitzad de hilchas erichin is a din, hachiyeh merikechem, so maybe it just won't become hektish. It just won't be a purayim for the erichin. The Minchas Chinuch, I think, is understanding that the pshat is, as long as you owe the erichin, any money you give for the erichin is going to be erichin. The pshat is, you owe the erichin. The pshat is, the Torah is giving you a kula. You don't have to pay your debts. You don't have to pay your chiyuv. But if you want to pay your chiyuv, then it will be erichin. The Chazon Ish is declaring that no, maybe once is a ptur, once is a chaloy shem ptur, so it can't be erichin. And then he says, and even if you're going to say not that way, even if you're going to say since shvi nishvi, he is mechuyiv in the erich, he just doesn't have to pay it, but he remains mechuyiv. Nafkamina, when he gets money, he remains mechuyiv. But he says once he paid a shekel. So he's, by Chazishu, is pashatim that he can't pay more, and it won't become erichin. He doesn't owe anything. He decides he'd rather pay a shekel now, and that way when he becomes rich, he won't owe anything, as opposed to leaving the whole thing a chayiv, and when he comes rich, he'll have to pay the whole thing. So the Chazishu claims that maybe the shekel is not considered erichin, because he's not mechuyiv. In Tim Suleimer, it is, because he happens to be mechuyiv, he just doesn't have to pay it. But once he pays a shekel, he patters himself. Now he's patter. Now anything else he pays, zicha won't be considered erichin. That's what the Chazon Ish names on for Davar Pashut. So Mekitza, the Svasemis is clearing, maybe you can't just decide voluntarily to give and patter yourself. Maybe Manashech, if you're giving mitzad nechiyah, then you patter with a shekel. If you're giving voluntarily, you'll have to give all 50 shekelim. The Minchas Chinuch names on that, no, since L'maisi owe the Erechin, you can give whatever you want. And then, of course, you'll be potter if it's more than a shekel. And the Chazon Ish says, anything that you're giving that you're potter is clearing, maybe won't be considered hektish altogether, because if you don't owe it, you can't make it hektish in Hilchas Erechin. Now, this Mishnah isn't a gay halacha L'maisa, even L'didan, that we're not knowing Erechin, because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, a discussion, the Gemara says, Machlokes there, whether this din of Erichin is dafka by Erichin, or even by a Baal Chayiv. So Machlokes there, if you're massaging the Baal Chayiv, or you're not massaging the Baal Chayiv. Rabbi Netam ends up asking, you're not massaging the Baal Chayiv, by a Baal Chayiv, he has to give every last penny. But all the other Rishayim hold not the way, and the Psak Halacha, the Rishayim in Shulchan Aruch is that massaging the Baal Chayiv, this same Halacha that it says here by Erichin, how much you leave the Baal Chayiv, how much you leave the person for the Erichin, you'd have the same halacha by Baal Chayiv as well. So some of the halachas over here are going to be mavur in the Peskin. It's in Chay Shemish with Simon Tzadik Zayin, the Pratei Dinim, because in the Gei to Baal Chayiv. But there's one thing that's the Chayiv different than Baal Chayiv, because this Dinim of Mashkinin, Rashi says, Gizba nichnas lebetein v'neitel Baal Karchan. Gizbuk comes into the house and takes the Malkarchim. That's Pashas Mashmoy, so the word Mamashkinim. Now by Baal Chayv, that's what it says there in Simon Tzadik Zayin, and it comes from the Gemara above Metziah, and it comes from the Pasuk, Kisash Ebracha Mashas Mumal Esayvel Beisel Aved Avaitai. It's in Dvarim in Pashas Kiseitze. You're not allowed to come into his house, and even the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to come into the house. They have to wait outside, and the person has to go and bring the things from his house. Like the Pasuk says, you have to wait. You're not allowed to go into his house. And here the Erichin, it says you are allowed to go into his house. So why is it that by Erichin, it's more kal than by Baal Chayiv? By Baal Chayiv, you're not allowed to go into his house. And by Erichin, you are. By Baal Chayiv, even the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to go into his house. And by Erichin, the Bezdin could. What's the pshat? So the Chavetz Chaim happens to discuss this in a Havas Chesed. There he talks about all the Hilchas Halvah, and there he talks about these dinim, about not going into his house to take the money, and also the din of Mashkin, and the din of returning the Mashkin. It goes to all the dinim there. So there he says that you should know that it doesn't matter, even if it's not private money, even if it's public funds, even if it's stucca money. For instance, let's say the Gabbait stucca lent somebody money from the stucca funds. And stuck of money belongs to the Aniyim, but the Aniyim didn't need it that time. And the Gabbai took the liberty to lend it to a person. And it came, the Zman Pirayin, and the guy's not paying back. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, he also has an Isser to go into his house to take the money. There's the same Isser, even if it's public funds. So in the Nesiva Chesed, in the Mekairis, the Chavetz Chaim says, well, maybe it's Mutter because this Mishnah says that you can be Mamashkin. And also there's a Dim Mamashkin and Alatztaka. The Mashkin al Tztaka sounds like he could go into his house, just like this Mishnah. It says the Mashkin and Ala Erichin, and Rashi says the Gizba could go into the house. So it sounds like when we're dealing with Tztaka money, like by Erichin money, you could actually go into the house. So he says it's a big chilek. Because the din of Leisavi al Beisai is Davka by Alva. That's a Gemara in Bav Metziah, Davka Fyadalit, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Siman Tzadik Zayin, if somebody owes money not through Alva, he owes a worker money, and a worker, or even an Arev, even if somebody is not the borrower, he's the Arev, co-signer. So there the halacha is you could go into the house, unless you was Zakaf Olav Mimulva, unless you said, okay, I owe you the money, you owe me money, and you can have it as a loan. So then it becomes a loan. But if he just owes you the money for the work, or for an arev, it's not through lending, there's no din of leisavel beisel aved avaitai. So he says, shibracha mashes mum is dafka alva. So he says, ein echinami. If someone would make a neder for tzedakah, he pledged something for tzedakah with a neder, he's mechliyev to give it, then you could go into his house to take it. But if you lend the money from the tzedakah fund, that's alva. So even if it's a tzedakah fund, you can't go into his house. So Meili says, even if Hekdesh would lend money, sometimes Hekdesh could own money that's not actually Kaddish. Hekdesh could own money, they own the money, but the money is still considered chulin. And I'd be able to lend that money out. If they would lend money, even though Mamashkin ala Hekdesh, they wouldn't be able to go into the house. You don't see that. And he brings a raya from the Sefer HaChumas. The Sefer HaChumas in Chelek Gimel, and Shar Aleph Chelek Gimel Din Beis, he brings a tshuva serif that says if the leiv is a very strong man, a bully, a bad person, a mechutzif, then you could go into his house. And he says, because it says, Mashkinal at Staka, and we do that for the taxes, for the tzarchei kal. When someone's a bully, refuses to pay, we go into his house. So the Sefer Tshuva says, you really can't use this heter too often, because Staka and taxes and tzarchei kal are different. Because it's not alva. If it's not alva, there's no issue to go into his house. When you're dealing with alva, even if the guy is mamash refusing to pay, it's not so pashit to be over alav der aysel v'sav el day. So he says, l'shem shemayim, if it's mamash impossible bin yinacher, he discusses, maybe he could be say mechanet. But al-kopanim, the Chavetz Chaim sees from the Chafer HaChumas, that he says, staka, taxes, all these things are not a problem, it's not alva. And that's pshat in that Mishnah. Chai ve'erich in Mamashkinah, like Rashi says, the gizbe goes into the house, it's not alva. That's fine. Alva is different. Then the Chafetz Chaim says that even if you're going to tell me that on Hekdesh there's no din of L'Saiv Al-Besa altogether, even if it would be Alva, he says he still can't bring a raya that by Tzedakah mutter, because he says, it says, Kisasha Bure Acha Mashes Muma, when you owe your friend, when your friend owes you some money, send you now to go into his house. So Reyacha V'Leishal Hekdesh, you have by Nezikin. Sharei V'Leishal Hekdesh, so you can understand, maybe Hekdesh is different. Reyacha V'Leishal Hekdesh. But Stucky says, when it came Liad Gabay already, he has no din Hekdesh. He brings rayas from other places in Shulchan Aruch, that by Stucky Liad Gabay, that's a din Hedyot, even if it's public funds. It doesn't have a din Hekdesh, it has a din Hedyot. So Mela, if it's Derech Alva, you wouldn't be allowed to go to his house. So you see, the Chafetz Chaim is saying like two reasons why the Gizbu will let it go to his house. First of all, a very simple reason. The din of not going to an house is dafka by halva, not by other chayves. And then he says the second reason, that could be by hektish is b'chol no such din, because kisash b'reacha mashis muma, reacha v'leishal hektish. But that wouldn't apply to a gabay tztaka, which the money that came liad gabay certainly wouldn't have a din of mamon hektish. What's interesting is that the Ritva, there's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, and the Avavim and Aleph on the Gemara says, V'yasisa is Ashara LeBezin, like we mentioned before, V'yasisa tells you that Bezin's Mimashkin, so he brings down the din, that now you're Mimashkin, that's why Chayve Erichim Mimashkin, I say, and also Mimashkin Alat Staka, Afil LeBerev Shabbos. And then he says, and Mashkin sounds like even to come into his house, and it's more Chomer than a Chayv Da Alma, just like it's more Chomer that you could take after him an Erev Shabbos. A regular Chayiv, you can't go on Erev Shabbos. So it sounds like there's a Chaymer because it came Machmas and Neder, because of the Din V'Asisa, it was a Neder that he had, either Nidre Hektish or Nidre Tztaka, is more Chamer, he could even go to his house. The Biskirov earlier, on Daf Chaf Aleph, brings her advice, he says he doesn't know what he means, it's more Chamer. The Chayer, it's only a Din by Halva. Halva itself, Din is a Din, that you can't go to his house. But even a chayiv that you owe to somebody, even a private chayiv you owe to somebody, if it's karkatev, if it's a chayiv that you owe to him for working for him, or you're an arev, then you do go to his house. So it's not a chumrah in stuck and erichin. The chayiv applies to any chayiv that doesn't come on yedei alva. Tzarechi in ksas, but the Ritva's ulamashma thirpshat that ve'asisa teaches you that you can go to his house. In other words, we have one pshat that stam, since it's not alva, you can go to his house. We have a second pshat that since it's hektish, it's dafke reyacha, they can't go to his house, but hektish you could. And the dvaz mashma third pshat, which applies to tzedakah as well, since it's din v'asisa that you mamashkinin, this mamashkin is more chomer than regular chayvis, and therefore you let it go to his house. Now, ka'omer, this entire mishnah is brought la'alacha legabi bal chayv, with different prate dinim, exactly what you have to leave him, exactly what not. Most learned out from this Mishnah, there's a little bit more information in the Gemara there above Metzia. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the first step of the Masajin of Al Chayiv is, you gotta bring everything. You gotta bring every single thing you have down to the last needle. Then, the Shliach Bezin goes and says, okay, this you can keep. The food for 30 days you could keep. The clothes for 12 months you could keep, like the Gemara says, you could keep the bed. In Bav Metzia, it's Mavur, you could keep two beds, one for eating, one for sleeping. You keep the shoes, you keep the tefillin. And Uman could keep the Klayumnis, like the Mishnah says. The Goyin says in the Bi'ar Gro, where does Shulchan Aruch get this din that you have to bring out everything? And then the Shliach gives back all these things. He says, that's from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nice than loy. Why does it say you give him? Why does it say another Lashon? You leave him, menichim loy. You don't give him, you just don't take it. The Teretz is, in the Mishnah state, first, everything. You take out everything, down to the last needle. Now the Shliach Bezin goes and gives back all the different things that he needs, achiyeh me'erkecha. Now, it's also a bissel in Chisantes, L'mashal, you give him food for 30 days, and you also give him the Kli Umnis. And the Mishnah is b'chol not mechalik. If you're talking about a worker, or somebody that's doing jobs, that's getting enough parnasa. that even after you take away everything, he's not going to need the food for 30 days because he's making enough money to live on. He's making enough money to support himself. He could be even making more money. You still leave him food for 30 days. That's what it says. And the same thing would apply for somebody that has no parnasa and is not making any money and he needs all the food he has. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, but not ishto yabanav. You don't leave the food for his wife and children. Now, l'chayra, if you leave him food for 30 days, and he has a wife and a children, l'chayra, he's not allowed to hoard the food. L'chayra, he's mechuyev to share the food with his wife and his children. He has a chiyev mezaynis ishtay. You don't find l'gabi mezaynis ishtay that if he doesn't have enough food for 30 days, he doesn't have to feed his wife. This is a mezundra din for erichin, for bal chayiv, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. The Gemara learns out bal chayiv with the gzeir shava. Without the gzeir shava, wouldn't apply to bal chayiv. The chayiv doesn't apply to mezaynis ishtay. So the chayiv, he's mechayiv to share the food with his wife and with his children also. There's a chayiv, al kapanim to 6 years old, there's a chayiv to give food to the children. The chayiv is going to have to share with the children. So this din of 30 days, there's no difference if the pshat is that he has a wife and children, so the food's not going to last him 30 days. He's going to have to share with his wife and children, and at the end of a week, it's all going to be finished. Or if he has no wife and children, and it will take last him 30 days. I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan he read today, it's Xerus HaKasav. It's Xerus HaKasav. It's Xerus HaKasav, and the Dink Vi is best in the Chayra. That's a din achayehu, and there's no din of ishto yabanav, and he leave him food for 30 days, even if be'etzim he has what to eat, because he works. And even if he doesn't have what to eat. Okay, so I'll toss it tzarev smacha, you're not mechuyiv to leave him. Even if he won't have what to eat, he's not going to starve, it could be chayzer al apsachim, and the maisi owes the money. And without a bezum din misajin, there's no svara that how could you take from him he needs it to eat. There's no svara that way. You have to take him because he owes the money. It's not his money. And what will he do to eat? He'll be chayes al apsachim. He'll go to the soup kitchen. He'll go to the tamchui. Now it's exeris akasav. Hachiel merikecha. There's exeris akasav limitation of what Bezdin collects, signed by Erichin, and if you hold massage of Malchayiv, which that's how we pass, and it's machmach from Malchayiv. If you're not going to say it's exeris akasav ba'alma, l'chayiv, there should be a chilek between somebody who has enough business, umnis, to support himself, and someone that doesn't. They shouldn't both be given food for 30 days. Elamayit zikzeris akasav. As I l'chayr shteit in Aruch HaShulchan there, in Simon Tzadik Zayin. Now Rashi adds that you don't just give him the actual food and the clothing, etc. You leave him the money for the things. That's what Rashi says. Mazin uksosu mitu utfilin. All these things, you leave him money to buy them if he doesn't have. And that's what this man brings down to Chayshim Mishpat. It's not only you leave him the actual food, that you don't take away the food, but if he has no food, you leave him enough money to buy food for 30 days, clothing for 12 months. The Chafetz Chaim in the Zevach Taida, the Likutei Halachos in the Zevach Taida, points out that our Mishnah's Girus is Sandalov Utfilov. His shoes and his tefillin, which sounds like the actual shoes, the actual tefillin. But Rashi says by tefillin also that you leave him money to buy it if he doesn't have. So Chavetz Chaim was bothered if he doesn't have shoes or tefillin, so what was he doing till now? Obviously he was making do, he was walking barefoot. And with tefillin, either he wasn't wearing tefillin or he was borrowing from the shul tefillin or whatever he was doing. So why do we have to leave him money to buy shoes and tefillin, bishleim and the food. Still now he's eating food and he has to eat more food every day. He buys food. But tefillin, l'chayre, he should have the tefillin. And if he doesn't have the tefillin, so mechateis, he has to get tefillin. So he says, you must have to say out to Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says, it's brought down there in Ramadi and Simon Tzadik Zion, that you give him food like a Beinoni eats. You give him clothing like a Beinoni wears. Even though, till now, he was eating mamish nothing. He was starving himself. He was eating very little. And he was dressed in rags. But it doesn't matter. that's the din, like we said, Xeris Akasim Umarcha Merikecha, then he could go buy clothing, he could go buy food. You leave him what a normal person needs. So he says the same thing with the tefillin, even if he didn't have tefillin. But that's the din of Umarcha Merikecha, a normal person needs tefillin, you leave him tefillin. See, this is different, I guess, than the Kli Umnas, where there the pshat is if he doesn't have, you don't leave him. And the Gemara says it's Pshita, because there the pshat is not like a normal person needs Kli Umnas. An Umma needs Kli Umnas. If he didn't have the Kli Umnas, Vaistais, he's not an Umma that needs Kli Umnas. But these are basic human needs that everyone needs, even though he didn't have it till now, and he went without it, but that's called a need, that's called Achayeyu, that's Nichlal in the Masajrit. See, it's Vasemis Redzais. About tefillin, he says, he's claiming, why do you leave him tefillin? And how about other mitzvahs? What about a lulav? What about shayfar? Was it maybe dafka tefillin? Because tefillin is a levush. That's what the Svasem is claiming. That Mrs. Rishainim speak about, they don't speak about shayfar or lulav, because could be, minastam, you don't need a shayfar, you hear it in shul, and lulav also mistama, you could borrow from the shul, lulav, it's not such a problem. Lulav, you only have to take once. But the Sefer Chumash, Shar Alef Chelek Alef Eishches, he discusses, what's it then by Svarim? Do you leave him Svarim? He brings from Yehuda Bar Tzalaini that says that if he's a Talmid Chacham, you have to leave him as Svarim. Just like you leave him Tefillin, you have to leave him as Svarim. But the Sefer Chumash argues, he says, if it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, that means we don't do it. He says, if it's Shaila, if someone owes someone, then you say Safek Lekula. But if it's a shayli, zicha owes it, the shayli zidim misajin faket. You have to bring a raya that you're misajin. So if there's any suffix, we're going to go l'chumra. And he says, the big difference in tefillin and svarim. Tefillin, not because it's a mitzvah, he says, but because it's mechedes l'gufa, it's a levush. That's why you leave tefillin. But svarim is not a levush, so you don't leave it. It's like the Gemara says, that the things that are nechasim, even if he needs it for his business, but then nechasim, you don't leave it. It's only kliumnis. So it's only a levush, a clothing, like it says it, together with the clothing and the shoes and the tefillin. It's a levush, not svarim. So avada, and this is the psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Zayin, so avada, that would apply to all chevsei mitzvah, they wouldn't be included, not a levush. Now the Pesach Tshuva brings there, in Siman Tzadik Zayin, from a sefer Rishmei Sheila, that a talis, you don't leave him. It says tefillin, doesn't say a talis. And the teretz is because you need two things. You need it should be a levush. But you need that it should be a mitzvah shebegufa, a chiv, a guf that he has. A talis, you're not mechuyiv to wear a talis. So if I say something which is not a regular garment that's be'ikah for a mitzvah, so if it's a mitzvah that you're mechuyiv, you need two things. You need sai the mitzvah that you're mechuyiv, and sai the levush. That's what the Pesach Tshuva is nemming on. The Aruch HaShulchan there, in Siman Tzadik Zayin says no. He says it's mistabra. He says, Misvar den Avshay, you don't take away his talis either. Rai says, as long as it's a levush that everyone wears, that's good enough. But Al-Kabbanim for the Svasem, Mrs. Clare, Avadar Al-Locha is that you don't leave him Chavsei Mitzvah, it's Tavka Levush, that's the Psak Al-Locha of the Sefer Chumas, and that's what's Kepask in Shulchan Aruch, it's Tavka Tefillin, which is also a levush. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, both somebody that says, all my property should be hektish, and also somebody that says, erichin, and then you go and you have to collect from his property, collect from all his property. So hektish will not take anything from the clothing of his wife or the clothing of his children, because when the wife has clothing, it belongs to her. It does not belong at all to her husband, the clothing belongs entirely to her. And the same thing with the children. When someone gives his children clothing, the clothing belong entirely to them. They don't belong to the father at all. And therefore, they're not bechlal v'hektish, and you can't collect the erichin from it. And then the Mishnah says, v'loy b'tsevesh et tzava l'shman, and not if you dye the clothing for the sake of his wife or his children, v'loy b'sandalin chadashim shalach l'shman, and not with new shoes that you bought for the sake of the wife and the children. It's mavur in the Mishnah that even if he didn't give the clothing yet to his wife and his children, he just bought it for them. Still, the hektish is not chal on the clothing, neither is the clothing possible to take it to collect an erichin neder. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that quotes this Mishnah, because the Gemara there has a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Marava. The Gemara had a machlokes. Let's say someone buys something for someone else, but doesn't tell the seller that he's buying it for someone else. Walks into a store, someone goes and asks you, could you please buy something for me? He walks into the store, he buys it for his friend. Is his friend kind of it, or could he keep it? And the shaila is like this. He bought it for his friend, but the seller didn't know that. The seller was under the impression he was selling it to the customer himself. So we have a shaila. Is the pshat, it doesn't matter what the seller thinks, since the buyer bought it for his friend, he's zeichen it for his friend. So his friend is kind of, he can't go and keep it for himself. Or no. Do we say that if the seller didn't realize that, he's the magnet? He wasn't magnet to the friend, he was magnet to the customer, so the friend can't be kainah. That's the Gemara's machlekes. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, if you buy clothing for your wife or your children, the hekdesh won't be chal on these clothing. The erichin can't be collected from these clothing. Here also, the seller didn't know you were buying it for wife and your children. The seller thought you were buying it for yourself. And still, your wife and your children apparently are kainah. So you see, it doesn't make a difference what the seller thinks, what he's magnet. As long as the buyer bought it for his wife and his children, he was never kind, his wife and children were kind right away. So the Gemara says, Gemara Shakli Vitari, till the Gemara comes with the final answer, Kala Maktish, Nasa Kamisha Hiknolik Sus Ishta Yabanav Miikara. If you're magnet, it's considered as if you are magnet to your wife and your children. Is a shikol shaila. What do you mean, nasa kamisha ikna? Why does it work? The Chedush of Ashba says that since you have gemiras das, the gemiras das alone could shafa kinyan. Big Chedush, but there's a yisai that says in a lot of places, could be gemiras das alone could shafa kinyan. If we know for sure he has gemiras das, that could make a kinyan without a maisa kinyan. But others learn that it's the rabbanan dikedin. The Rabbanan considered a kinyan to them, and Memela, the hekdesh won't be chal. So like we spoke, this din is also brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Zayin Lagabi Gviyas Bal Chayif. The guy owes money, and his creditors are coming to take his money. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says the same halacha, that they can't take the wife and the children's clothing. They could take the things that he owns, they do masajim, like the Mishnah said earlier, but they can't take any of his wife and his children's clothing. And even clothing that he bought for his wife and children didn't give it to them yet. So the Ksais, he's marich about the sugya. He brings down there, in Siman Tzadik Zayin, Sifkat Yud Gimel, he brings that the Gaius Ashri brings a machlekes about this. The Gaius Ashri says that if someone buys clothing for his wife or his children, he can't change his mind and sell them and keep it for himself and sell them. But he says the Marich didn't hold that way. The Marich says that only by Makdish and Marich, there we say that the Hekdish can't take the clothing that he bought for his wife or his children. Or the Erichin, the Hekdish can't take from the clothing he bought from his wife or his children. But a Baal Chayiv could. Now, if he already gave it to his wife and children, Avadanat, because that it belongs to them. But if he bought it for the wife and the children, the Marich said, no, it's Dafka by Makdish and Marich, not by Chayiv. But the Gaius Ashri says that no, we don't. We paskin like the man, the Amr there in the Gemara, that you don't need the magnet to know. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that holds if someone goes and buys something for someone else, even if he didn't tell the seller who he's buying for, the person that he bought it for is kinda. So here also, that the Gemara was assuming if we don't hold like the problem that the machna has to know who it is, then automatically goes to the wife and the children. So the Marich Svara, that the Gemara only says that someone who's makdish or Marich, he is as if he was machnet to his wife and children beforehand, but doesn't say lagabi other dinim, that's only if you hold of this teretz, that really it doesn't belong to the wife and children. And the reason why hekdish and erichin can't take it is because it's considered ki'ilu he gave it to the wife and children. So there you could say it's dafka by hektish and erich and not by chayiv. Mashen came, we paskin alacha l'maisa, that the wife and children are kind of even if the seller didn't know about it, and therefore that would apply to Baal Chayiv also. That's the Gaius Ashri. So the Ksai says like this. The Ksai says whether we actually paskin halacha l'maisa, do we paskin that if someone buys something for someone else and doesn't tell the seller, could that someone else be kind of without the seller knowing that he's being maknit really to a third party? That's a shayla how we paskin. And that's certain. If we would paskin that the third party would be kind of without the seller knowing about it, so that's, of course, if someone buys it for his wife and children, they're kaina, and he can't sell it again. And a bal chayvos wouldn't be able to be gaivit. But if we don't paskin that way, and we have to come on to the teretz of kol hamakdish, nasa kemish yiknelei mikara, so the Marich says that only applies to makdish amarech and not to bal chayv, but the Ksai says, Avarayif and the Ramban, that the Sefer Chumash brings down, that he holds it applies to Bal Chayv as well. Because the Ramban says like this. He says, if someone's Meshabed, Metalton Agav Karka, with the principle of the Ikni, sometimes you could make a Shibud even on things that you will buy. So somebody borrowed money, and he said, you could get anything, including metaltalim that I will buy. Zakter man, in that case, then you could be kaina, you could be gaiva from the clothing he bought for his wife and children. So Zakter says, if the Ramban would hold that the wife and the children was zeichen it directly from the seller, even though the seller didn't know that he was selling it to the wife and children, but doesn't matter. Since the buyer bought it for his wife and children, they get a direct kinyan. So even the Ikni wouldn't give it to the Baal Chayiv. It's only Meshubah to the Baal Chayiv if he's kainit and then he sells it. So then it remains Meshubah to the Baal Chayiv. But if he was never kainit, the Kinyan went straight to his wife and his children. So how is it Meshubah to the Baal Chayiv? So Avan to the Ramban has to hold that the wife and the children can't be kainit directly, since the seller didn't know he was selling it to him. Like that man, the Amar in Bava Kamma. But he still holds it's dafka when you have it, the ikni. When you say that anything that I buy, even after the chayiv, should be meshubin, so then the metaltum are meshubin, because he bought it afterwards, and then he was maknit to his wife and children, and it was already meshubin. Bashegin, if he didn't say the ikni, so then this halacha of naseh, kemisha hiknala lebnoi leishtai, that kol hamakdish, the Ramban apparently holds that a vada would apply to a chayiv as well. So kumdei say three shittas. There are rishayim that paskin, like the man the omer, that the kinyan goes directly to the wife and the children. And like that man the omer, a vada that would include bal chayiv. And a vada would also include that he can't sell it. He can't change his mind and sell the clothing. There's the marich that the guy Sashri brings down that says that no, the wife and the children are not kaina. And dafka lagabi hektish and erichim we say nasa kemisha iknoloi, but lagabi gvias bal chayv we don't. And if he buys something for his wife and children, didn't give it to them, the bal chayv could be gaiva. And we have the Ramban, who is muchik that he has to hold that the wife and the children weren't kaina direct, because otherwise even by the ikni, the bal chayv wouldn't get it. But still he holds that the nasa kemisha ikni is lagabi bal chayv as well. But Zag Tiksais, and he brings a raya to this, that's only Lagabu Bal Chayv. Like the Gemara says, Kolam Maktish Umayich Nasa Kemisha Hikna. So who would then Bal Chayv? It's Nasa Kemisha Hikna. Vashekin, if he himself wants it, so then he himself could change his mind and take it. It's only Lagabe keeping it away from Hektish or Eichin. And according to the Ban, who would then Bal Chayv? That's Nasa Kemisha Hikna. But if he personally wants it, he's allowed to have it. So kumdeis three shittas. The Ari Shayim that paskin, if he bought it for his wife and children, they're kainit. And then even he can't sell it. The Ari Shayim that hold that, no, they're not kainit. Lagabi hektish and eichin, it's kilu, they're kainit. But lagabi gvias chayiv and bal chayiv could be gaiva. And the Ari Shayim that hold, that it blives nasa kilu. They're not kainit directly. It's nasa kilu, they're kainit. But the Nasa Keilu would work even for Bal Chayiv, and that's a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, Simit Tzadik Zayin, Bal Chayiv cannot take it. But still, if he himself wants to change his mind and sell it, he would be allowed to do it. That's the Ksais. There's another Shtikl Ksais, the next Shtikl, Simit Tzadik Zayin, Sifkat Yadal, and he's talking about V'loi B'tsevesh Etzava L'shman. It says that also clothing that you dyed for the sake of the wife and the children, that clothing that you dyed for them, the Baal Chayiv can take it. So whose clothing are they? What does it mean you dyed it for them? Who owns this clothing? The Sma says it means he had his own clothing, which he owned, and he decided to give it to his wife and his children. So that decision wouldn't be part of anything. He didn't buy it for them. He just decided to give it to them. That doesn't work. But if he did, a maisa, he dyed it for them. So shinoi is kaina, and they'll be kaina b'shinoi. Since he did a shinoi of tzviya for them, that kaina b'shinoi, that makes a kinyan for them. That's how the Sma learns up the din. Tzevesh etzav l'shman means he had his own clothing. He dyed it for his wife and children, and that kainan ayideim dyeing it b'shinoi. Tzaktik says there's no such thing. Only a ganav is kind of b'shinoi. Stam, you can't be mishana something and be makna to someone ayidei shinoi. Now the pshat is the other way. The clothing really belonged to the isha, but he took the isha's clothing, brought it to a dyer, and had it dyed for her, but it was her own clothing. So there we'd have a havamina that the clothing belonged to her, but the dye, the shvach hatzeva, the fact, whatever the clothing now costs more because of the dyeing, that he did. So maybe that belongs to him. The clothing of Adah belonged to her. But when he dyed these clothing, so maybe the extra worth of the clothing because of the dye belongs to him, that he did. Kamashmon, since he did it for her, so she's kind of that also. Not that she's kind of b'shinoi. The Maisiyah dyed her clothing for her purposes, so you makna to her the dye also. That's what Excise learns. The Sma learns that we're talking about he dyed his clothing for her, and Ayidei dyeing the clothing for her, she's kind of b'shinoi. It's a chiddush. And the Excise says, no, b'shinoi won't work only by a ganav. If you dye your own clothing for someone else, he's not kainit. He dyed her clothing. And Kamash Mulan, that since the even would dye her clothing for himself, so he'd become a shutif in the clothing. So the Bachayv would be able to get the Shvach Hatzev of the clothing. But since he dyed it for her, so she's kainit, and Mimela, the Hektish doesn't get any of it. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Aval bisha'om ravadim nekarim eksusim l'shvach, shem tilakach l'eksus v'shleishim dinar m'shubach mona. Even if people are saying that an eved, if you buy him good clothing for 30 dinar, you'll be able to charge him money more for him. An eved with better clothing is worth much more, even more than the clothing. It's a good investment. And also a cow, if you wait until the yom hashuk, you'll be able to sell for much more. And also a pearl of mal neisul krach, if you bring it to the big city, so mishabachasi, so then it'll be sell for much more. But ein lehektish ela mekaymai v'shatay. Hektish only has this time and this place. So Rashi explains the pshat. We're dealing with Hesed Gad here. The question is, how much money does he have? Does he have enough money to pay the Erech? Because we're going to leave him money that he needs to buy food for 30 days, to buy clothing for 12 months, and we'll see how much money he has left. So the question is, if he has an Eved, which now, the way the Eved is right now, people will pay a certain price. And if you dress the Eved better, people will pay much more. So you can get much more. You spend 30 dinar, you can get an extra money. So you can get another 70 dinar for this Eved. Or a cow, which right now you could sell for a certain price. You wait for the Yom HaShuk, you get much more. Or a pearl, right here you could sell for a certain price, but you bring it to a big city, you get much more. So there's a kula that he's not considered to have so much money. Since Mimkaimei Vishaitai, he doesn't have that money. So he doesn't have so much money. So you can't take money from him. It's not considered like he has so much money. But from Taisus and from the Rambam, you see they learned a little bit more in this din. Taisus asks the Kasha that when it says that someone's Makdish Kol Nechasov, someone's Makdish Karka, I mean, you wait 60 days. You allow a 60-day auction period before somebody buys the karka. Why do you say, ain't like the Shulam Akayim V'Shaitai? Why do you have a 60-day auction period? So Taisus answers, the Chilati Metaltalim in karka. By Metaltalim, You don't wait at all. By karka, you wait. And as Elucha is stating the Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel from Hilchas Erechin, he brings down the thing that you don't wait. If people tell you that you could buy this Eveda suit, they will be able to sell them for much more, or you could wait until the Yom HaShuk for the Behema, or bring the Margolis to the crack, you don't listen, you sell it right away, and that's learned out in this Gemara from the Pasuk by Yom Mahu, but that's only by Metaltim, by Karki, you wait 60 days. So the Biskirov is Meir. So you see they're learning a din, in Rashi it doesn't say clearly this din. They're learning a new din. In Rashi it's Mashmitz, just Benigeya Hesegad. How much do we consider, how much nechasim, how much property do we consider the one who did the neder erichin have when we're doing hesegad? But Taisus and the Rambam is saying it's more than that. Hekdish itself has to sell it right away. They have no din to wait till later. And Mestamet and Taisus and the Rambam, that's why hesegad is that way. Because that's all what Hekdish is going to get out of it. So that's why the hesegad is only that amount. Now, the Shita Mekevetzis brings from the Tais Rosh a different Teretz than Tais Kasha. He says that the Mishnah is saying you don't have to go get a higher price. We have the price here. There's a price for the pearl here. There's a price for the Eved with these clothing. There's a price for the Para before the Yom HaShuk. You don't go get a higher price somewhere else or some other way or some other time. Mashenkin by the Karka, we don't know clearly the price. You have to wait 60 days to make sure you're not going to get a lower price than you could have gotten. Here, we know the price here. We don't have a problem with the price. We know exactly the price. The vart is you could get a higher price. That you don't do. Ain't like the Shalom Mekayim Evishaita. Mashang in the conquer, 60 days is not in order to jack up the price, in order to get a higher price. The 60 days is to make sure you're going to get the correct price. So I saw in the Kuntjes Ishurim from Rav Gusman, in Kedushin and Shei Yadalad, he says, as he says, machlekes the Taisus, and he holds in the Rambam against the Rosh. Taisus and the Rambam hold that the chilek is in karka metaltlim, and the Rosh says the chilek is between a higher price and the same price. So he says, over there, there's a machlekes the Rosh and the Rambam. The Gemara says in Kedushin that if somebody's mekadesh and isha with a tamara, he uses a date to mekadesh and isha, even if the dates are very, very cheap, it's mekadeshes kuskashin and shemeshav approved to b'madai. Maybe these dates in Monday are worth a Sheva Pruta. Here they're not worth a Sheva Pruta. Not even close. But maybe in Monday they're worth a Sheva Pruta. That's why she needs a get. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds that if it's Taka worth a Sheva Pruta somewhere else, so then she's Mekadeshes Mideraisa. Why the Gemara says it's only a Chash is because Mechates is worth a Sheva Pruta anywhere else. Stam to be Chash is that maybe it's worth a Sheva Pruta somewhere else. That's only a Chash Kedushin. But if you know for sure it's worth a Sheva Pruta somewhere else, then she's Mekadeshes Mideraisa. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says no because he says, Ein lehekdesh ele mekayme v'shaitai. So what does the Rambam hold? I, the Mishnah here, Taki says, Ein lehekdesh ele mekayme v'shaitai. So Zogdev Gusman, the Rosh understood from the Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling you a din in Shavius. If you have a chafetz, that at this time and place is worth a certain amount, but you're able to wait to a different time, or you're able to bring it to a different place, and that'll be worth more. What's considered the shavish of the chayfetz? The Rosh says that in the Gemara state, ein lehekta shalom mekayme v'shaitai, that shavish of the chayfetz is in the here and now. Whatever you can get later, that's not called the shavish of the chayfetz. So Mel, that explains the Rosh here. That's the chilek he's making. If the pshat is we don't know the shavis, so you can wait 60 days to figure out the correct shavis. But if the shavis at this time is one thing, and a different time the shavis itself goes up, so we reckon with the today shavis. And that's why if here it's not worth the Sheva Pruta, even if in another place it is worth the Sheva Pruta, you could be matur midiraisa without a get b'chol. That's not the shavis, period. The Rambam is l'shitasei. The Rambam understood it's not halacha in Shavis. It's halacha in Hektish. It's Xeris HaKosav. Hektish should not wait. For nasin's the erich b'yeimahu. Even though the Shavis might be the higher Shavis, doesn't matter. He shouldn't wait. Perhaps the halacha is, he says, it shouldn't get stolen. It might come out of Hefset to Hektish. Hektish is not in the investing money business. When it comes to karka, it's not a problem. You wait 60 days. When it comes to metaltum, you don't wait. You sell it right here and now. But it's not a din in Shavis. Shavis and a chilam, it could be the higher price. So the Rosh Hashilik is goodbye to Rosh Hashitasa. He understood this halacha is halacha in Shavis. It's halacha in Shavis, and you could apply it to Shemesh of Ruta B'modai. And Memela, you can make a chilik between if it's trying to get a bigger Shavis, which that you don't do, or trying to make sure you get the same Shavis, which that you do. But according to the Rambam, the Shavis anyway is the Shavis of later. So why not wait for later? That is the Shavis. Elamai Zixeris, because if you don't wait, so you have to make a chilik in karka metaltolim. The Stipler says very similar. I saw the Stipler, but the Kama Simen Hey, Legabe Hezek. What's the din? If someone's mazik a chayfetz, that right here and now it's worth a cheaper price, but you could bring it to an expensive place, or you could wait till the yom hashuk, and that'll be worth a more expensive price. How much do you have to pay for hezek? Sag the stiplets of machlekes rishayim. The Gemara above Metzia Daf Tzadik Tes says, if someone broke a barrel of wine that's ordinarily worth 4 zuz, and in the yom hashuk it's worth 5 zuz. So normally, if he pays him back in the Yom HaShuk, he could give him a barrel of wine. But if he pays him back, not in the Yom HaShuk, he can't give him a barrel of wine. He has to give him 5 zuz. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rosh says, that's only in a case where when he broke it, it was the Yom HaShuk. If when he broke it, it was the Yom HaShuk. So now he owes him 5 zuz. So the question is, could he give him a barrel of wine? It depends. On the Yom HaShuk, of course he could. He broke a barrel of wine by Yom HaShuk, get back a barrel of wine by Yom HaShuk. But if it's not the Yom HaShuk, the end is a din, you can't give him a barrel of wine, you have to give him back the money, the 5 zuz. But if he broke it not in the Yom HaShuk, Zuk Derash, he only owes him 4 zuz. So he can give him 4 zuz. And of course he can give him a barrel of wine, not in the Yom HaShuk. But Rashi's mavur, that no, he broke the barrel of wine, not the Yom HaShuk. And still he owes him 5 zuz, or a barrel of wine, b'yay mashuk. Even though he broke the wine, not b'yay mashuk. But the Rosh Tain is what he mean. Kala gazlana mishal mekshasek zela. You pay the price that it was worth at the time of the hezek. Zak the stipla. The Rosh goes with his pshat of ein lehekta shalom akayim evishaita. Again, it's another Rosh. We have the Rosh in Kedushin that if it's worth a shava prupta b'madai, it's still not a Kedushin midaraisa because ain lehekta shalom akayim evishaita and it's not considered worth a shava prupta. We have the Taisa Rosh here that makes the chilik between that you don't wait in order to gain money, but you do wait in order to make sure you don't get less than the price, which is mavur that the pshat is that the real price is the haintiga price. And now we have the Rosh in Bava Kama that says when you break a barrel of wine, which is worth 4 zuz, now in 5 zuz in the Yom HaShuk, you only owe him 4 zuz. You broke it when it was worth 4 zuz. Ain't like the Shalom HaKayim Mevishaitai. But Rashi holds, even if you broke it not be Yom HaShuk, you owe 5 zuz. Like the stipler, Rashi holds, if you could get more money later, that's the price. What do you do with Ein Lekdish Shalom Mekayim Mevishaitis? His disciple says very similar to what Rav Guzman said. That's a din in Hekdish. It's a din in Hekdish that you don't wait even to get the correct price. You don't wait. But you have to sell it right away. But what is the actual price of Rashi? The higher price. So that's again a Mechloikis Rishonim. Is Ein Lekdish Shalom Mekayim Mevishaitis a din in the price? That's what the Rosh holds, a klali yistik a din, that the price of the chavis is nimdan after mekayim v'shaita, even if in another makim it's more expensive, another time it's more expensive. But that's not the price. It's negeya kedusha isha. It's negeya hezek. It could be negeya 5 slump opinion at them. It's negeya a lot of things. Mashenkein, the Rambam, my kedushin, that says you can mekadish with a chavis that's worth shavabruta somewhere else. And Rashi, that says, if you masik a chayfetz is worth 5 zuz by the Yom HaShuk, you owe 5 zuz. They owe the prices of under the higher price. It's stam a separate din by Hekdish. Don't wait to get the correct price. If Hekdish has a din, you have to sell it right here and now. Ain't like the Shalom Kayim V'shait is not the price, but stam a din that Hekdish can't wait. Hekdish can't bring it to a different place. Hekdish has to sell it here and now. And now let's start the 7th parak. This parak is going to talk about stei achuza, Where the halacha is, if somebody is makdish estei achuza, a sada which he yarshined from his parents, his chaylik in Eretz Yisrael. So if he's makdish it at the beginning of the yovel, the pasuk says he could be paid it for 50 shekel kesef. Each base kur, zerech hay mesari mechamishim shekel kesef, each base kur costs 50 shekel kesef. And if he's paid it afterwards, so there's a din of girayin. Every year, you get nifchas, a sela and a pundayin. A sela is a shekel, but there's only 49 years, so besides for the sela, you take a pundayin, which is 1/48 of a sela. So even though 49 slum and 49 pundayinim is one more than 50, is one more pundayin than 50 sela, a sela would be 49 slum and 48 pundayinim. But the Gemara in Becharis explains that the extra pundayin is for kalbayin. You give extra to make sure the weight is exactly right. So again, if he's makdish in the beginning of the oval, 49 years, 50 slum. Each year that goes by, gets deducted another sela and a 48th of a sela, a pundayin. If he's not paid it by the time Yevil comes around, so then it goes to the Kehanim. And we'll see more about these dinim in the Hemshech of the Sugyas of this Perek. So the Mishnah says, Ein makdish lefnei Yevil pachas mishtei shanim. You can't be makdish the field before Yevil if it's less than 2 years. And that the Gemara explains that of course you could be makdish the field even if it's less than 2 years before Yevil, but the problem is that you wouldn't apply Giroyin, because it says, al pi ha-shanim ha-nesaris, the leftover years has to be at least 2 years. So until 2 years before Yevil, if you paid to the field, you have to pay for each year a sela and a pundayin. But once it's less than 2 years, you don't just pay two selas and two pundayinis, you have to pay the entire 50 sela. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not a good idea to be makdish the field within the 2 years before Yevil, because then when you paid it, you're going to have to pay an entire 50 sela, where if you were makdish it earlier, you'd be able to deduct kafi each year a sela and a pundayin. And the Mishnah says, v'le'goyel anachayev v'pachis mishana achas, and ein mechashin chadoshim lehektish, and these things, Rez Hashem, we'll see in the next year. Now, the Gemara brings down the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What's it din if you makdish it during the Yevil year? Rav says it's hektish, and you give 50 slime. And Shmuel says it does not become hektish. You cannot be makdish. It's not chal the hektish during the Yevil year. Now, the Gemara first wants to compare this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel to a Machlokes about selling a stei achuza during the Yevil year. When you sell a stei achuza during the Yevil year, Rav says it's sold, but then it goes right back, because the Yevil year, when you sell your stei achuza, it goes back with Yevil, so you sell it during the Yevil year, it gets sold, the mechir is chal, and it goes right back. And Shmuel says it does not get sold at all, because if even something that's sold goes back, so kol shekein, something which is not sold does not get sold. So the Gemara thought, just like Legabe selling something in the Yevil year, we have this machlekes, Rav says it works, but then it goes back, and Shmuel says it doesn't work at all. So to Legabe Makdish, you have exactly the same machlekes. Rav says it works, and Shmuel says it doesn't. But the Gemara asks, it's very different. By selling, so then, whatever you sold before the Yevil year, the sale goes back, is reversed, when it comes to the Yevil year. So Kol Shekein, you can't sell it during the Yevil year. Mashenge by Hektish, the Hektish is not reversed. It's just that he has no right to be goyalit, because the Kohanim now could be goyalit. The Kohanim go and be paid it, but the Kohanim have to be paid it. So the Hektish is not reversed, it's still Hektish. The Kohanim have to be paid it. So why is Shmuel saying the Hektish is not chal? By Mechira, the Mechira is reversed, so Kol Shekein, the Mechira is not chal. By Hektish, the Hektish is not reversed, it stays Hektish, it just goes to the Kohanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim have to be paid it. Shmuel never said it. Shmuel is going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that it goes to the Kohanim without pidyon. So two things happen when it comes to the Yevil year. One is it becomes Eis Hektish, it becomes Chulin. And two, it goes to the Kohanim. So since it doesn't remain Hektish, even if it was Hektish before, it doesn't remain Hektish when it comes to the Yevil year. So Kol Shekein, if you're makdish in the Yevil year, the Hektish is not chal. Now, just reading ice, it's not shver though. On Shmuel, why, according to Reb Shimon, doesn't go to the Kahanim when you makdish it the evil year? Because only when it's hektish, and he wasn't goyalit, then the halacha is, it stay hektish, it became hektish, and you weren't goyalit, so then it becomes ice hektish when it comes evil, according to Reb Shimon. But since it was hektish, it goes to the Kahanim. But here you can't be makdish it, because it's a svara, that if even something which was hektish, the hektish goes off, so kol shken, you can't be makdish. Once you can't be makdish it, so there's no reason why it should go to the Kahanim. It was never hektish. That's what the Gemara says in Shmuel. But Rav says that since l'maisa, when it comes yevil, you don't get it back. It goes to the Kahanim. So it's not like the whole thing becomes reversed. That's how it leaves the hektish, by going to the Kahanim. So memela, you don't have the kal v'chaymer. It's not like nothing happened. It's not like it gets reversed. Memela, you don't say the kal v'chaymer. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Kasha, and how does Rav know his din that it's chal? So the Gemara says, Rav says, because the pasuk says, imishnas hayevil yakdish sadehu. So you see clearly that you're makdish it from the shnas yevil, meaning on the shnas yevil. So the Gemara explains that Rav and Shmuel are arguing, if mishnas yevil, does that necessarily mean on the shnas yevil? From the shnas yevil means on the shnas yevil? No. Mishnas yevil could mean after the shnas yevil. That's what Shmuel holds. So Taisus asks Akasha, why does the Gemara have to explain Rav from the pasuk? If the Gemara said that the reason for Shmuel is because of the kal v'chaymer, and the Gemara explained why Rav doesn't hold of the kal v'chaymer, so what do you need a pasuk for? As I fact Taisus, and Taisus mefalplin at ayin sham, why you would need both things, say that he doesn't hold of the kal v'chaymer, and say that he has the pasuk that says clearly that you could be makdishit b'shnas yevil. Why would he need both things for? I saw in the Arsameach, Hilchas Erichin Perek Dal Galacha Yud, that he said, he doesn't understand Taisus Kasha. Rav is just saying he doesn't hold the Kal V'chaymer to say that it has to be, it's not the pshat that it's not hektish altogether. It would have to be hektish and then go out to the Kahanim. But Rav doesn't say that it's hektish and goes out to the Kahanim. Rav says that it's hektish and now you could be paid it for 50 shkolim, and it doesn't go out to the Kahanim until next Yevil. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Even if I know that it has to be hektish, but let's say by Mechira, where Rav also doesn't hold the Kal V'chaymer, but by Mechira, Rav says, if you sell the field during the day, during the year of Yevil, it's Mechura V'yaitza. It's sold, but then it goes back. So why do you say the same thing here? It's hektish, and then it goes immediately to the Kahanim. It's Yevil. So, it should have a din of Yevil. So, Mela, that's the pshat. Now the Gemara says, because Rav is a pasuk in Mishnas HaYevil, that the pshat is that the Yevil starts, in other words, if you makdish it, Mishnas Yevil means during the year of Yevil, so then you have to lex Yevil. Charetz HaPasha Teteretz and Taisus Kasha. Just because the hektish is chal, it doesn't mean that now you paid it for 50 shkolim, and you have to wait till next yevil. The hektish could be chal, and immediately he can revert to the kanim, and he doesn't have a chance to be goyalit, just like if you do makdish it before yevil. So the Biskirav says a geshmak epshat. The Gemara in Daf Chafeim in Beis asks the Shaila, what if you taka makdish the field less than 2 years before yevil? So we saw in the Mishnah, like the Gemara explains the Mishnah, that the hektish is chal, but there's no din of giroyin. Does it go to the Kehanim? So the Gemara there discusses like this. Do you say that only when it says V'nigra Meir Kechel is a din of Giroyin? Then you say the Pasuk of Yotze Sadeh, if the Sadeh didn't go out, so then the Yotze B'Shnas Yevel, and Lo Yigol and Letze B'Shnas Yevel to the Kehanim. Mashenkin, when there's no din Giroyin, so then it doesn't go to the Kehanim. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Adar Abba, since it says Lo Yigol, as long as there's a din geula, memela will go to the Kahanim. So Zakti Biskirov, here there's no din geroin and no din geula. If you're going to say it's chal by yevil, and you're going to say that it's going to go straight to the Kahanim, that would automatically mean there'll be no din geroin and no din geula either. So that can go to the Kahanim. So memela, if it's chal, because you don't have a kal v'chaymer, according to Rav Timathkiyat, Behechicha won't go out to the Kohanim. So Mamela, what would happen? Al Karchuk, you have to say, you have to wait till next Yevil, and we have a Din Geula and Girayin. Now, in this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether if you makdish Mishnas Yevil, it's chal or not, the Rambam passes like Shmuel. The Rambam passes is not chal b'chlal. And the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz and the Rambam say two reasons why the Rambam passes that way. One is because halachik is Shmuel bedini, and here we're talking about mominis, halachik is Shmuel bedini, if it becomes hektish and not as dini. And also the pashas of the Mishnah, the brayse that the Gemara is bringing, is like Shmuel. And the Achrayim and Reish are both very, very shver. L'chari hektish is not dini, hektish is isuri. Dini is dini mominis between other mechaveri. Hektish is l'chari isuri, so we should say halachik rav v'isuri. And l'chari can't be machriya stam because the brayse is mashma like Shmuel. Rav doesn't hold that way. And then there's another good question. Because even Shmuel, the reason why he says it's not hektish, the Gemara says, is because of a kal v'chaymer. If even something that is hektish becomes ice hektish, so kal v'chaymer, something which is not hektish can't become hektish. And the Gemara says that that kal v'chaymer can only go according to Rabbi Shimon, which shows that it's not hektish anymore. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passes the kadam after be paid it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no story for Shmuel. So how could the Rambam paskin like Shmuel if he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, a pella? And the Achrayim are bothered why the Kesef Mishnah didn't bavarin this problem. So the Achrayim learned the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam, the Birchas HaZevach and the Chalknasin here, and Kama other Achrayim, that the Gemara Lamaisa says that in Mishnas HaYevil, Rav says it means that the Shnas HaYevil is Bechlal. And Shmuel says, Imishnas HaYevil means from the year after the Yevil. They're arguing Mshat in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says that there's a Machlaikis earlier Rebbe in the Rabbanan when it says, Ad Yayim HaShvi, Miyayim HaRishin Ad Yayim HaShvi, does that automatically mean including the Rishin and Shvi? Or does that mean, if it wouldn't be for a Giloy, that could possibly mean from after the Yom Rishon until before the Yom Shvi, not including the Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. So Agamara's maskana is that according to the Rabbanan that say that Miyom Rishon v'ad Yom Shvi does not include Rishon and Shvi, who would in here, Mishnas Yevil would not include the Shnas Yevil Atzma. And according to Rebbe, that's what they're arguing. Rav holds that according to Rebbe, so just like Miyom Rishon and Yom Shvi would include Rishon and Shvi, who would then Mishnas HaYevil would include the Shnas HaYevil? And Shmuel says, no, even according to Rebbe, it's different. Like Rashi explains there, it says, and, so Miyayim means from afterwards. But here it just says Mishnas HaYevil, doesn't say and, so that does include, I mean the other way, there where it says and, so just like and is inclusive, so Miyayim is also inclusive. Hashenkin, here it doesn't say and, so Mishnas HaYevil means from after Yevil. But Al Kapanim, they're both masking that according to the Rabbanan, Mishnas HaYevil doesn't include the Shnas HaYevil. So Mela, Ibazai, they want to tie in Al Kapanim in the Das HaRambam, you don't need the Kal V'Chaymer anymore. If the Pasuk Mishnas HaYevil means after Yevil, the Pasuk is good for telling you that you can't be makdish in the Shnas HaYevil itself. So Mela, it's not shver that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says you don't have the Kal V'Chaymer, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, how could he pass him like Shmuel? Because the reason is not also the Kal V'Chaymer. The reason is that Mishnas HaYevil means after the Shnas HaYevil, and Mela, the Pasuk's telling you the Shnas HaYevil is not included. And why is he passing like Shmuel, not like Rav? Because Shmuel goes like the Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan, you can't pass him like Rav. So like the Achrayim speak about, but Lamaisa, maybe since Rav passed like Rebbe, so maybe the Rambam should pass him like Rebbe. And pass him like Rav, halachik Rav v'yisuri. They say a different cheshbonis. The Netziv, it's in Hamek Dover, on the pasuk in Mishnas HaYevil Yaktish Sadeyum. It's also in the Mereme Sada on Brocha, Yistav Chav Zayin. He says a cheshbon like this. There's a stam mishnah that the price is a seller and pundayin. Now the Gemara here makes the cheshbon b'emerson. That if you're going to say that Mishnas HaYevil includes the year of Yevil, like Rav, so kum dais, it should be 50 years. So the price should be just the seller. 50 years, 50 slum, exact. So according to Rav, that says that Mishnah Se'evil includes the year of Yovel, what's this price of Selah U'Panoyin? So the Gemara here answers that he goes like the man, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel counts for both things. That Yovel is not every 50 years. Yovel is every 49 years. In other words, the Yovel year also counts as the first year of the next Yovel, Shnas Yovel, Oil Lakan Ulakan. So Kum Dais, if Mishnas Yovel means that you're being makdish the field on Yovel, and there it's 50 slum, so it's 49 years to the next Yovel, because the Shnas Yovel is the first year of the next Yovel, so that's exactly 49 years, so that makes sense, Selu Pundayin. That's what the Gemara read says. And Fakert, if you hold like Shmuel that you can't be makdish of Mishnas Yovel, and you also hold that the Shnas Yevel is Oil Lekan Olekan, Yevel comes out every 49 years. So, Kum Dais in Mishnas Yevel Yaktish Sadeu means the year after Yevel. So, Kum Dais, it's only 48 years. So, 48 years of 50 Selah would make each year a Selah and two Bunyanis. A Selah and two 48s. You're missing two Slim. So, you have to put in two Bunyanis per year to get it exact. Because the Pasuk says clearly, if you makdish in Mishnas Yevel, it's 50 slot. Afterwards, you take off kefida cheshbon. So how many years that is depends on two factors. A, if Mishnas Yevel means the Shnas Yevel, like Rav, or if it means the year after Yevel, like Shmuel. And B, if Yevel itself is not oiled to the cheshbon of the next Yevel, so kum days between each Yevel is 50 years, or if Yevel is Ayla, Lakan Lakan, so between each Yevel is 49 years. So if you own like Rav, and Mishnas Yevel means the year of Yevel, so then the Giroyin, according to the Rabbanan, that the Yevel is not Ayla Lakan Lakan, the Yevel is every 50 years, is one Selah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Yevel is Ayla Lakan Lakan, so the Giroyin is a Selah and a Pundayin. So come this, according to Rav, the sheer Selu Pundayin goes dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Shmuel, it's verkehrt. Shmuel holds im Mishnas Yevel means the year after Yevel. So kumtais, if you hold like the Rabbanan, that there's 50 years between each Yevel. So kumtais, if you start from the year after Yevel, you have 49 years. So then the Gerayim will be a Selah and a Pundayin. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Shnas Chamishim Eil Lekan Olekan, Yevel is every 49 years, and im Mishnas Yevel means the year after Yevel, so you only have 48 years. So the groin would be a Selah and Shnei Bunyanis. So the Rambam passes like the Stam Mishnah, that the groin is a Selah and a Pundayin. And the Rambam also passes like the Rabbanan, that the Shnas Chamishim is not Oil Lakan Olakan. So obviously, it can't be that Mishnas Yevel is Yevel itself. Because then the groin won't be a Selah and Pundayin. The groin would be a Selah. That's why the Rambam the Hechach had to pass like Shmuel. If you're going to paskin that Yevel is a separate year, and you're going to paskin like the Stam Mishnah that the grain is a Selah and Pundayin, obviously you're going to have to say that you can't be makdish by the Shas Yevel, because then it's 50 years. You're going to have to say the first time you can makdish is after Yevel, then it's 49 years, then it makes the Cheshbon a Selah and Pundayin, that's in the Tzivs Cheshbon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.